Blog Talk Radio.
Now, here we go again. Inner Sight, open mic live. Apologize for the break in the show and whatever happened.
Hello,
I don't know,
I'm here.
But we're here, and hopefully we have 50 minutes on the clock.
Yes, we do. More than
all
that,
right,
59.
Inner Sight, open mic, and as I was saying, one of the most horrible things we have to deal with is the fact that you get these so-called benefits, which to me is a bunch of bull. They're not, I wouldn't term them as benefits, I would term them as what the government owes us, so-called benefits, and you go to these places where they give you a card. And a lot of these places don't even accept it. Now, the same thing with the dentist and the doctor. Just because you have Medicaid and Medicare, that doesn't mean that every doctor and dentist is going to take it. You know, they should.
They should
have passed a law with this that it's mandatory that you must take this money, you know, for somebody who comes in and I mean, unless the person is criminal or violent against you, I can understand that. But anything else, these cards should be good all over. So we have the situation where, you know, yesterday was the celebration of the liberating of the slaves, but yet today there are many, many different areas and situations where people are enslaved, and the organizations that celebrated yesterday, mostly black, but there's some white too, are not doing a thing about it. You know, they're allowing people to be taken advantage of, to be used, to be abused, to be driven from their families and their homes, and be put into an institution. And it's getting worse. It's not getting better. It's getting worse. Now, you have these candidates. Everybody's trying to be president now. This other guy jumped in today, was a former governor from New Jersey. You know, I'm not crazy about him either. But I haven't heard one word yet about how they're going to change the system for people who are elderly and disabled. And we're going to try, as time goes closer, of course, to the election, because right now all they're doing now is grouping up and all you hear now is about the money. But we're going to try later to contact one or two of these people, as we have in the past, and of course, most of the time, you never even get an answer, and present to them how we believe they could acquire many, many, many votes by reaching out to the disabled community and changing the way we are treated. So we need legislation for that. We're going to need a new law.
Yeah.
As for a guy like Mr. Trump, who's been in so much trouble, you know, now a lot of the Republicans are turning against him. I would like to see him buy a nursing home and turn it into accessible housing.
That would be lovely.
And he would get a lot of disabled people who would vote for him that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and he has the money to do it. It probably wouldn't cost him anything, because he could probably get a few friends to invest.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to get these politicians in line with what is needed here. And it's not an easy job. It's not going to be an easy job. What we really need is some dramatic way, some type of drama,
mm-hmm.
to demonstrate the need for the change. You know, every year the American Disability thing comes up. It's 30 years and thousands of people can't even get into the subway in New York City. There's so many things. The ADA doesn't do a damn thing to protect you from going into a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. No one's protected from going into a nursing home. If you're an individual who's disabled and you're dealing with the system, you go to a doctor, you got a nurse, all this stuff is documented in your records. The Adult Protective Services can come along and decide that they're going to put you in a nursing home and take you to court.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how are you going to fight that when you have no money and no law? So if people think they're protected from going into nursing homes, you better think again, because you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is. It's controlled by the state, and it's one-sided. There's no legal rights. So there's only one sure way to protect people against that. Get rid of the nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
Turn them into something good, if we want to do. All right, Inner Sight open mic. Brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island, 631-484-3085. You talk to Gary, you get dog food, cat food, medical when they're able to do it. All right, 631-484-3085. Nobody Starved on Long Island. Hey, we're brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929. We thank them for sponsoring and helping the day for Milton. Thank Gary for that too. Thank all our friends for being a part of the day for Milton. Brought to you by Islip Cleaners, local here in Islip, New York. Thank you so much for sponsoring Inner Sight. And Kennedy Realty, my buddy Anthony Kennedy, 631-888-1186, Kennedy Realty. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Mr. Kennedy. All right, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you, and all you drivers out there, school is out.
Mm-hmm.
Untold bicyclists on the sidewalk and in the street. Don't drive fast. Drive slow. If you drive slow, you have a chance of stopping before you're going to hit somebody. If you drive fast, you have less of a chance. So be mindful. Go an extra mile for a child. And don't drive fast. And I don't mean just don't speed. I mean don't drive fast.
Mm-hmm.
I think the law is an ass with this,
mm-hmm.
with this vehicle. You know, allowing people to drive so fast on the highway. Shouldn't be. Only ones that should be doing that is emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Our InterSight phone number 631-224-3090. And we're 24/7. You can call anytime. Leave your name, number, what you're calling about. I want to reach out to Wendy. I've tried to call her several times. I don't know if you're listening, but Wendy, who we certified her service dog, Mario, Wendy and Mario, and I never heard back. So I've been trying to reach you. If anyone knows her or if you're out there, return the call. Just would like to know how you and Mario are getting on. All right, InterSight, open mic. 213-816-1650. You can pick your own subject. Talk about what you want. Keep it clean. We'll have to give you the boot with the steel toe. The boot with the steel toe.
Don't do that.
All right. Brought to you by Able News. You got the Able News?
Yeah, I do. Hang on.
Why not? Here we go.
Right.
Able.
I got to try pressing on it again. Be with me.
Able to.
Here comes. No, it isn't. Wait a minute.
That doesn't sound like Able News to me.
Sounds like a philosopher.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, InterSight around the world, brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue, 609-388-7004, Big East Akita Rescue, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, adopting Akita at the Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. That's their email, Big East Akita Rescue, Verizon.net. All right, let's see. Anybody on the line?
No, we're good so far.
All right. Open mic. And, you know, a lot of money is going to be spent now on all these candidates. Let's see, you got Biden, Trump, Crispy, I guess this guy's name is. I don't know who else. Those are the three. The other guy in Florida, the Spanish guy, Sanchez.
Oh, God.
Four people. All right. I don't know who else is going to run, but so far, four people. They're going to spend a ton of money on being heard when they don't have to spend that money to be heard. They're all at the disposal of the media. You know, all they got to do is pick up the phone. They don't have to buy time and all that. So all that money is going to be wasted when people need help.
Right.
There's another reason why people can't get help. Because these people raise enormous amounts of money if they want to be in office. They lose, you know, they go back to their old job, whatever that is, and all the money is spent and wasted when people need help. Now, my way, the InterSight way, would work better, you know.
raise the money and set some examples of what you're going to do to help people. Show it. Do it. Do it now. Do some of it now. Let people see what you're about. At least that way. Even if the person doesn't win, they've done something maybe to help somebody.
That's right. Know?
I mean, there are numerous examples that we could cite. Any one of these candidates were to contact us and say, all right, who needs help? We got millions of people who need help, who aren't getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Start with the ADA.
Exactly.
Amend the danger. Put some enforcement in there. Work your way from the ADA to the service dog schools. There's no law, no license. They kill the guide dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting away with it. You know? You want people who need help? We got them, man. And I haven't even mentioned the nursing homes yet.
Yeah.
All the people that are suffering in these damn nursing homes because the government won't let the home health aides in.
That's right.
Let them in and declare that you want to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Do something about it. Draft the law.
Yeah.
This is how these people who want to be president could be spending their money. In making, setting an example of what can be done and what should be done. Because the government is not doing it. We are the forgotten people. It's who they are in so many ways. What's all that noise in the background?
That's the good humor truck outside.
Oh, it's coming from outside. All right. So, they ought to change a lot of these stupid rules for the candidates who want to be in office, you know? It's ridiculous that they're going to spend all this money when people need help. And nothing is going to be done. Nothing is going to change. It's going to be the same old stuff. Somebody will get in there, and it'll be the same old crap. Oh, maybe they'll put an extra card out for the disabled. That's what we need. Another freaking card you can't read.
That's the truth. Really.
So we are totally opposed to the way this whole thing goes. You know, I mean, I don't care. People want to spend money to advertise themselves. All right. They have the money, they have a right to do it. But, and this is the big but, these are the people who want to run the country. So you ought to do something to help people who need the help now and show what you're going to be about. So many obstacles and so many people. You know, we get calls every day from people. They'll get a message or they'll say something. A silo gets a lot of calls from people who can't get help. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. 213-816-1650. And what did I hear today? Something about Amazon is cutting back on jobs. Cutting back.
Yeah.
You hear it every day. People, thousands of jobs being lost. Different companies, you know. Now, this guy, what's his name? Lamas. Is that his name?
Oh, yeah.
820.
I think so.
829, New York. Mm-hmm. The guy who used to own Twitter, what's his name?
Oh, Musk. Musk or something like that.
Yeah. The other day on the news that he said that if his company doesn't conquer autonomous driving, now that means what? Without an operator, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. If his company doesn't bring that about, he's going to go out of business.
Whoa.
Huh. You know what I say? I'd rather see him go out of business.
Me too, but whoa, what a step.
Damn right. I mean, to me, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard of. You're going to have a car without a driver?
No matter what, you have to have a driver.
It's going to be a catastrophe.
It will be. Unless it's on a track, like a trolley.
Get a, I'd rather have a horse.
There you go.
And a wagon.
That'd be nice, too. Horses are really good.
But that's a stupid statement to make to me.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. That's what he's depending on?
Yeah.
Cars without drivers? It's going to be horrible, man.
They have some already.
You know, quiet.
Sorry.
You know what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen here? I'll tell you what's going to happen. You're going to have so many damn technology things going on here at once that everybody's going to get confused. People are going to stop using their brains. Which is the worst thing you can do, because that you know, the brain needs to be exercised.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have a big mess with all these things going on. You're going to have cars that fly up in the air, cars that move without people in them. I mean, it's going to be, these people are, there's something wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? There's something not right about people who are trying to make everything like it's magic.
Yeah.
You know, it says in the Bible that the devil is the one who practices what they call divination. Magical thing. In other words, just push a button and it happens, you know?
Yeah, right.
That's going to become so prevalent that it's going to be a disaster, because somebody's going to push the wrong button and blow up half a country or something.
You're probably right.
So all this stuff that people think is going forward, I don't agree. I think it's going backwards.
Mm.
You want to have cars without drivers? I mean, it's better than if you got cars with drivers. Crazy. It's insane. So I'm not a big guy. I'm not saying you shouldn't have any technology. Don't get me wrong. Some things are good. But leave it. Don't force it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to keep on making it better and better and different, because that's when you're going to run into trouble. In other words, you've heard the expression, leave well enough alone.
That's right.
That's what I'm trying to say. These people are pushing, and they're doing it for the wrong reason. They're doing it because they only want to make money. They're not doing it to help people or to care about people. They're doing it to make money. That's all they care about. So there you have that kind of world, and there's no substitute for the human brain, and never will be.
Excuse me, Frank.
A lot of people don't believe that. You know,
mm-hmm.
That's where all this stuff comes from. What is it?
Well, what I was thinking, a lot of these people stopped investing in the regular way of things and started investing in artificial intelligence, and I think that has something to do with it. A lot of these higher echelon of people are doing that, investing in artificial intelligence,
yes.
Which I think is crazy.
We've had artificial flavor. We've had artificial food. We've had artificial chemicals that create artificial drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now they want to have artificial intelligence. What does that tell you?
Mm-hmm. A group of people are controlling everything.
You're going to walk around and be totally artificial?
I suppose so. It's crazy.
They're headed in the wrong direction. I'm telling
okay.
you. Gonna blow up in their face.
You're always right.
I hate to say it.
You're right.
It's true.
It is true.
You know, what they should be doing is paying more attention to the earth and the plants
mm-hmm.
and the things and try to discover what God made in the beginning, that
mm-hmm.
up until the time people disobeyed, people were perfect. What
mm-hmm.
was it that people participated in that made them that way? I've never heard of one scientist that's looking or trying to find that. They don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the trouble. They don't believe it, and it's going to get them in trouble because they're going the wrong way. They think a machine, a computer, is going to take the place of a person, and it's not.
No, it isn't.
It's going to reach a certain point, and boom,
mm-hmm.
it's going to blow up right now. How many times have you heard already that these rocket ships have blown up? What do you think that's about? There's a message
not
in that.
I guess there is.
You don't belong out of space.
Mm-hmm.
There's a time and a place for everything.
Sure.
If the Lord wants you to be out of space, the time will come when he will teach you that. But these people don't believe it.
That's true.
And that's why they're asking for trouble. But they're pushing things above and beyond what they're supposed to be. You know, a horse would have more sense than any computer that they make that's going to drive a car. I submit.
That's true.
All right, Intersight 213-816-1650. Is Louie on the line?
Hold on, let me check. 1 second.
Louie the Lip. If he's on.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the studio to come. No, he's not yet. Again.
All right, Louie, if you're listening, call back. We had to jump off the air, but we're back.
Yep.
All right, Insight, open mic, and let me remind everyone, Thursday night, 9:30, Channel 20 local, Long Island, local Channel 20, watch the show that will give you the solution to these nursing homes. Now, everybody is concerned about this, not just the disabled or the elderly. Because anybody can wind up in a nursing home. You know, you can be in an accident, go to a hospital, and they can refer you to a nursing home. And if you have no place to go, you can very well wind up in one.
Mm-hmm.
So watch the show Thursday night local. We're going to be... And we'll get you the date when it's on international. We'll find out about that. But it is local, Long Island, 9:30, Channel 20, Thursday night. And everybody out there, to please put it on your Facebook, promote it. Because it's not just for us, it's for everyone. We want to stop these places from taking advantage of people and driving them from their own home, taking their money.
Taking their home.
It's a horrible situation.
It is.
All right. Tomorrow night's our nursing home show. All right. So tune in for that tomorrow night. We got to try to get some new information and some different people on the show. You got to call some people and see if you can get them on the show. It's your show. You got to make it bigger and better.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
let's planning
do it.
On that, actually.
No, you got to do it.
No, I understand.
You got to call people. Get on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, call that woman who made a derogatory comment about us. Call her. Invite her on the show. See if she'll say it.
Yeah.
On the show. She won't come on, we'll use that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you got to call her. And all the other people that you know that have been in nursing homes or have relatives or died in nursing homes, give Maureen a call. See if she'll see how they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get these people moving. You got to get more interest on
people.
The show.
Mm-hmm.
You keep saying the same thing every week. Can't do that. Get that video.
No,
up.
I can't. Yep.
But I want that show to be good.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to improve on it. Otherwise, I'll have to give it to somebody else. All right,
I'm
in the
site.
Now, Thursday night, we'll have a subject to be announced. Friday, of course, is the funnies. Oh, by the way, a Sweet Pepper Treat has the night off.
Oh, okay.
So, all right, Inner Sight. Open mic, 213-816-1650. And what do I hear? Oh. Starting October 4th, I heard on the news, they gave the date. Starting October 4th, you got to pay your student loan.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know where the president's coming from, but, you know, he doesn't listen to anybody, you know.
Mm-mm.
Now, I know I'm not a big syndicated radio talk show host. But I gave him a good idea.
Yeah, you did.
He obviously didn't do it. You know? Let everybody pay $10 a month the student loan. There's a lot of people. The government will get their money back. And he wanted to make it so that everybody paid nothing. You got too many people in this country. You can't do that. You got too many people in this country who are greedy for money. And that's why Biden, looks like Biden lost this.
Mm.
You know. So, there you have that, October 4th. I don't know, unless he's got another court date, I don't know, but it sounded, the Education Department announced that today, that starting October 4th, you got to start paying your student loan. And now it's going to be more strict that you got to pay it.
Wow.
I would imagine because of all the court stuff that went on, you know. I bet they're going to be more after people. So there you have it. I don't know. He sent the guy to China. I don't know what that was about. You know, they can't even help mm-hmm. people over here.
And they want to send people to China. Exactly.
What was that guy's name? Secretary of State. I can't think of his name. Sent him over there, had some big meeting, 2 days. What did that do for us? All right,
nothing for the disabled.
What did that do for all the Chinese people stuck in nursing homes in this country? Not a damn thing that I know of. So, you know, they waste time, they waste money, you know, and they want you to think they're doing something. Well, they're not doing a damn thing. The same old stuff, man. No enforcement for people who need it. All right, open mic, inner sight. And want to open up a subject, go ahead, call in 213-816-1650, 847 New York,
mm-hmm.
All right. On the open mic. If anyone is listening, if you're in a nursing home, you know, and you want us to try to help you, contact us.
Mm-hmm.
Do our best. If anyone is trying to keep a loved one out of a nursing home, and you need help with that, maybe you need, you know, you're trying to raise some money financially and all that, call us. We'd be happy to explore what could be done with that. So, you know, the only way the independent living centers can help you is you have to do all that paperwork, and you got to be accepted on the program. They can't help you if you're not accepted on the program.
That's true.
See, we don't have that. We can help you regardless. But you got to take the first step. You got to contact us. You got to let us know what's going on. You know, the nursing homes know that you can get out. They know that. You know, so they're not going to give you much slack on that. The slack comes where the state won't provide the help. That's where it comes. Because the nursing homes know that people can get out. The programs are there for that.
Mm-hmm.
So give us a call. You can call the inner site number 631-224-3090. And we'll be happy to get the details. All right, in a sight, open mic. And the next month is the celebration of the ADA. and I'm going to, I have a call into Silo. I'm going to try to see if we can get some interest about saying something good about the ADA, where it has given us the right to train a service dog on our own and be covered by the law. I think we ought to point that out and try to find other people who have done self-training on the dog. So, see what they say. I don't know if they're doing anything on service dogs, but the law is there. And, a dog in training, by the way, is covered by the law, just so you know. Somebody asked me that question the other day. A service dog in training is allowed to go anywhere, covered by the law.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any problem with that, call Inner Sight. And if we verify that you're training a dog and that the dog is properly, you know, inoculated and all that, and clean and all that, we will back you up if you have a problem with somebody telling you you can't bring that dog in there and you're training it as a service dog. So, caller, I don't believe that any of the other schools would do that.
No, I don't think
just
so.
Just us.
Just us.
Well, you see, that in accordance with the ADA. Now, as I said before, do they follow the ADA?
Hmm.
You know, do they believe in it? I don't think they do.
I don't think they do at all.
They don't acknowledge people who train the dogs on their own. I mean, to say, you know, say, hey, why don't we, let's find out who, how many people in our community have trained service dogs on their own. Let's make a gesture and do something to help them. I've never heard of a so-called conventional guide dog school do that.
No, never.
You know, might be a good thing for Inner Sight.
Yeah, right.
But you need resources for all these things. You need,
yes, you do.
You gotta find out. You gotta pay for it. You gotta, you know. We can't do a lot of things because we don't have the people to do them. But we can certainly get up here and let people know. So anyone out there who's training a service dog or a disabled person and have any kind of a problem with that, let us know, and we'll try to help you. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. And tomorrow night, the nursing home show, if anyone would like to call in tomorrow night from a nursing home, I have one lady who I've been talking with down in Carolina, nursing home. She tells me she's not a fighter. So I told her, I said, well, I said, you gotta learn to stand up for yourself. Otherwise, people are going to push you around and take advantage of you.
That's true.
So I don't know if I can get her to call in, but I'm gonna ask her. You know, she can remain anonymous. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650, phone number here on open mic. Did Louie come back?
Hold on, let me check.
Louie, where are you?
Hold on,
let me check. We got to advertise Friday night.
He's back. Yep, and he's cued in, what? Too. He's back, and he's cued in as well.
All right. Let's get Louie in there.
Okay.
In a sight. Open mic.
Hello, Frank Perino. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Louie.
Hey.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming back in.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen up. Friday night from 8 to 9 o'clock is the Frolics on Block Talk Radio from 8 to 9 on Friday, or Viernes, much we'll call it. We're going to have a lot of laughs with Wee Pepper Tweet, Lauren Hardy, The Honeymooners, what else? Sanford and Son, and so much more, maybe. And a talk with late Gilda Radner about Rosanna Dana, talking to the late Joe Pat Cooper, and then Jerry Lewis. We have a lot of fun with the Swab. I have a lot of laughter going on. Make some tickle your fancy, and we have a lot of laughs together, right?
Yeah, Lou.
I want to see if we can play some Pat Cooper on Friday.
I'll look it up.
We'll find one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what's up, Lou? Did you have a good Father's Day?
Yeah, we didn't go out to a restaurant. It's too crowded.
Mm-hmm.
Too crowded.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
yeah. Olive Garden's too crowded. I don't want my spaghetti and meatball. I go to Olive Garden.
There you go.
You stayed home, or you went to the Olive Garden?
No, I didn't go.
Yeah. Let me ask.
Too crowded. Yeah.
When you eat spaghetti, you need a big napkin to go all around you, or what?
Go over my, I put it on my shirt and over my neck.
Yeah, yeah. A big fat napkin for you.
I don't know, big fat napkin, you're crazy.
Yeah, a big fat napkin. You don't get the sauce all over you, and you look like a chooch.
Yeah, I got to put it, if it's staying, I'll put it in the laundry.
You know what I mean?
In Italiano, chooch.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Get a load
of
this, Frank. Mamma Mia, what? That's a spicy meatball.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. Is that what you had, man, spicy meatball?
Mamma Mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Yeah. Is that what you had?
That's a commercial for the old Alka-Seltzer commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I never heard that one.
Back in the 70s, I saw that commercial. When I was in Staten Island, I was watching certain shows. I saw a commercial for Alka-Seltzer for Mamma Mia, that's a spicy meatball. Use that for Alka-Seltzer.
You know what they do? They had the glass of Alka-Seltzer next to the guy, and he's
No Alka-Seltzer. He had wine with it.
Oh, he had wine with it.
Yeah.
Wine. Okay. Well, wine's good for your stomach. So.
I never eat the whole thing, and
no,
try it.
That.
You like it. I remember that one. Don't forget that.
I remember that too.
Yeah.
All right. So listen, we got to come up with something weird for Friday. You know.
Yeah. Hey, you remember that Chunky commercial, that chocolate square with a bar? Remember that? Chunky
yeah.
bar
mm-hmm.
yeah,
with Judy Kahn.
Yeah. Arnold
Judy Kahn did a commercial for Chunky back in the 60s or 70s.
Yeah. What did he say?
Yeah, that was a good commercial.
Yeah. I remember Arnold Stang did it, the guy who was on Milton Berle. Remember him?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He did the Chunky. What a chunk of chocolate.
Yeah. I eat Chunky not anymore.
You don't eat them anymore?
I don't see Chunky bar in the store. I don't see it.
Yeah, I can't find them. All the old Hey, that's what we ought to talk about Friday night. All the old candies.
You remember Zagnut? You remember Cork Bar?
Yeah, Good and Plenty.
Oh, I remember
Good
that.
And Fruity. They got Milk Duds.
Milk Duds. Three Musketeers.
The Milky Way and Snickers.
Milky Way.
Swedish Fishies, you remember those?
What?
Yeah, we'll talk about that on Friday night.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite till this day. As a kid in that.
You don't bother with candy, Suzanne? You don't eat that? I don't eat it all the time, once in a while.
Like you, I eat it once in the blue moon because if I eat it too much, my blood sugar goes up.
Nah,
peanut
I just avoid
brittle.
That, that's all.
Yeah.
I avoid that.
All right. Listen, we're running over a little bit tonight, but...
Hey, guys, I'm going to have fun with Gil Ragnar with Lake Gil Ragnar and Rosanna Danner talking to those guys in the bath over the slob. And I'm going to say that for Friday evening.
Okay.
Yeah, with Chunkies.
With Chunkies.
Hey, P.S., I saw you guys. I'm going to see you guys Friday again on the TV again.
Yep.
I saw your nice face. I got to see your face,
you.
And so is Frank, and so is you. How about that?
Yeah. Thank you.
You're in my heart. I love you.
Oh, I love you too, Lou.
All
you got to, you know, hold in.
All right, in the sight, open mic.
Okay, have a good evening.
You too.
Yeah, thanks, Lou.
You're welcome. You too, Suzanne.
All right, bye-bye.
Inner Sight, open mic, and don't forget Thursday night, 9:30, the nursing home show. Learn about what we believe will get rid of these nursing homes. All right, we'll see you later. Inner Sight, goodbye, world. Inner Sight, good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.